we are not free until we're all free.
Ashley Strange is with Lehigh Valley Stands Up. It's a grassroots organization that advocates for the working class and progressive political change. It's one of several groups hosting a Juneteenth observation event in Allentown.
We want to highlight stories of struggle, but we also want to highlight stories of resilience, stories of the fact that, you know, we're still here. Like, we are our ancestors' wildest dreams.
The event will be held at the Resurrected Life Community Church. Reverend Dr. Gregory Edwards is the senior pastor. He says at a time where Black Lives Matter is being expressed daily, he wants to make sure Black voices everywhere are heard.
We are done dying in the city. We're done asking for permission to be made visible. We're not going to be disposable. There's a great deal of national unrest. And actually, we need that unrest to basically provoke the conscience of America.
Edwards said it's also important to be an example and educate young Black children in a way that is not practiced in some traditional schools.
Pouring into them hope, and by telling them that they are a people that come from scientists and mathematicians and theologians and philosophers. While other peoples were still living in caves, our folks were building pyramids. Now, I'm not trying to throw shame, but I'm just saying our young people don't know where they come from. We are standing here because we are the survivors of people. We are the survivors of people who could not be destroyed.
Strange says over the years, she has seen Allentown come together as a community, but there is still more work to be done in the valley.
Just outside the city, you know, driving to work every day, I'd pass three Confederate flags on the way to work. And so it's a real disconnect, but I believe that this event is something that can really kind of loop it in and show that it's about all of us.
And Strange says everyone is invited to the Juneteenth celebration. The event will focus on sharing stories, celebrating and acknowledging emancipation and freedom. Stacey Inez, WLVR News.